Hello, I'm Joe Collymore, and welcome to South Shore Scoops. Today, we're visiting with the Hingham Historical Society, where we'll be discussing their fourth annual lecture series, Out of the Box, Stories from Our Collections. We're sitting with Eileen McIntyre, a member of the board and chair of the Education Committee. Eileen, it's so good to see you again.
Good to see you, Joe.
Now, this is the fourth annual lecture series?
It is indeed, yes. After Old Derby was reopened with the Hingham Heritage Museum taking prominence here, one of the ways we wanted to invite people into this space was through a lecture series. So this is now the fourth.
And the theme is called Out of the Box?
Out of the Box, Stories from Our Collections. And, you know, out of the box can mean many things, and we really think that way because you not only look at an object for its inherent worth, but the stories behind it. And here they are Hingham stories, they are family stories, they're stories about a time in history. So lots of things get provoked by an object or a document or a photograph.
You know, as a historical society, as I understand it, the Hingham Historical Society has been collecting for over 100 years. Is that about right?
We have, and we don't acquire things by paying for them. These are out of the generosity of families who live here or who have lived here, in many cases have kept things in their family for generations. And a number of the things we'll look at through this series are just that. And so they have a wonderful local history behind them.
So let's talk about the actual lecture series itself, the first of which starts with furniture this month.
It does, yes. September 26th is the kickoff lecture. So we have seven programs. I say seven programs, but there are six areas of collections that will be featured because the seventh lecture will be a very interesting one that kind of wraps up the series and talks about the meaning of material culture. And I'll talk about the lecturer for that. But we kick off with one of our really world-class presenters, Stephen Fletcher, who will be familiar to many people because he's often on Antiques Roadshow because he is a real expert on furniture of the colonial period in particular. And he is the partner and executive vice president of furniture and decorative arts at Skinner. So a major auction house and often looks at collections of furniture in people's homes. He was thrilled to come here and talk about some of our older pieces, some of which we're sitting amidst in the Kelly Gallery here today.
And followed by the next series is, the next lecture is needlework.
Needlework is a really interesting one because we have a lot of different kinds of needlework in our collection. And this, you know, goes back certainly in terms of colonial history. Embroidery was something that was commonly taught to children, to girls in school. So we have some of those examples, but we have wonderful quilts. We have crewel work. And what's wonderful there is we have both experts on the needlecraft, like embroidery and quilting, and then we also have a group of contemporary women who decorate homes and who sell materials for making more contemporary examples of needlecraft. And so that will be very interesting. Five women involved in it, and that's all detailed in the program that's being mailed out right now.
And then the next lecture deals with diaries and documents and photographs.
Yes, we wanted to get into some of the paper and digital archives that we have. And we chose a topic to do that. You know, channeling our inner David McCullough, we decided we have a topic to research and we're going to find the documents and photographs that help us to tell a story. And the topic we took is extreme weather. You couldn't ask for a more topical an increasingly more topical topic than that. But in any event, it's fascinating. We have diaries and we have documents from a gentleman here who for many, many decades has worked for the Weather Service, the National Weather Service, chronicling information daily from the same place in Hingham every day. And we're going to have one of our wonderful local meteorologists, Michael Page, join us for a conversation about all of the history of extreme weather and how that compares and contrasts with weather forecasting today and how people prepare for an event.
And then we have militaria, and I'm really interested in that because I understand that there's a few period swords that are part of the exhibit here.
We have a wide range of militaria, which I really was only got familiar with when we had our expert come in to look at it and determine what he would use in his program. Joel Bowie, who also is a regular on Antiques Roadshow, and is a specialist with an auction house. He came in and he's looked at our wooden canteens and our muskets and swords and uniforms and caps and knapsacks. And we go from the 18th century, a little bit of Revolutionary War, War of 1812, Civil War. There's quite a range of really fascinating pieces, and he'll look at, you know, how they were made and how he can tell what era it comes from clues in these objects. So that should be a very interesting program.
I am looking forward to seeing that sword owned by Dr. Daniel Shute.
Yes, and it's wonderful to have that in our collection. He's well known to those who follow the history of Second Parish in Hingham because of his role as minister there. His home still exists on Main Street. And having his sword, which apparently was used at the Battle of Yorktown, is really a wonderful part of our collection.
And then we have musical instruments.
Yeah, we decided to take a look at the history of the piano, but going back much, much earlier, we have here in our Kelly Gallery, that where we're sitting today, what sometimes referred to as a square piano or a forte piano, which predates the modern piano. We have a wonderful expert on the piano, Mark Goodman, who for many years ran the piano department at South Shore Conservatory, performs in a chamber music group and teaches. And he is going to take us on this travelogue of how the instrument we know today as a piano has evolved from an earlier instrument that actually functioned in a different way. And so we are going to have a little bit of a concert in that he will give examples of how each sounds. We have a baby grand here as well, so he'll compare and contrast the two instruments.
And then we have costumes, and in particular, I see this one artifact here. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so our costume collection is not costumes like Halloween. Costumes refers to all of the garments that we have in our textile collection. And we have a wide range, but quite a number of beautiful gowns. We have Mary Cushing Lincoln's wedding gown in our collection. She was the wife of Major General Benjamin Lincoln. So we have some very precious garments in our collection. We have christening gowns. And so we have another expert, a textile conservator, Marie Schlag, who's going to take us through examples of what we have in that collection and the stories that they tell.
And then finally, we have the future of collections. And this is, tell us more about that.
Yeah, when we approached this topic, we thought it was very important to think about material culture, which all of these objects and documents and photographs are material culture. Why is it we save these things? What is the meaning of saving these things? How do we think about the process of collecting and interpreting these things? And so we have a wonderful expert, George Schwartz, who is the associate curator at the Peabody Essex Museum, also lectures at Tufts University, who has a lot of grounding in that topic of the meaning of material culture. So that'll be a nice wrap up for the entire series, pulling everything together.
Eileen, the work of the Hingham Historical Society, it takes a collaboration, if you will. Tell us a little bit more about the staff of volunteers who assist in curating and assembling these collections.
There is a lot of volunteer labor, whether that's experts or people who are just giving of their time freely. We have a small staff. A number of our staff members work part-time, organize events of various types to interpret the history of Hingham in particular, often dealing with broader regional issues and national issues. As you know, last year's lecture series had some of that with the topic of slavery, for example. We were very focused on what was happening locally, but also relating it to the larger issues of the time. And so we think it's everyone who learns from the past, we can do better in the future from that. And we also think it's important for our role as bringing the community together to learn together. And so we've just come out of a year where we were doing that on Zoom exclusively. This year, we're going to offer two ways of looking at our lectures. There are some people who are still more comfortable looking at a lecture, listening, and interacting from their home on Zoom, and others who welcome the opportunity to come back to the museum. So we will be set up for people to come live and in person, and simultaneously, we will allow people to watch from their homes and interact with the lecture that way.
I like that hybrid model. And this will be on Sundays?
All of the programs are Sundays at 3 p.m. We have two programs this fall, early winter, and then every month starting in January for 5 months.
And so to learn more about this and so far as going online to register, they should visit Hingham.
Yeah, we encourage people to go to hinghamhistorical.org, where they can not only get full descriptions of the programs, but order online, and that's the best way to get your subscriptions.
Eileen, this has been great visiting with you and looking forward to this fourth annual lecture series by the Hingham Historical Society.
Thanks so much, Joe, for the opportunity.